Module 2, Unit 5, Exercise 3. Talented Women. 1.
Lady Mary Wortley Montagu, a British woman, lived in Turkey at the beginning of the 18th century. While Lady Mary was living in Turkey, she learned about how the Turkish people inoculated their children against smallpox. Smallpox was a terrible illness. Lady Mary's brother died of it, and her face had smallpox scars. At that time, there was no treatment for it in the UK, so a doctor inoculated her children in Turkey. When she returned to the UK, she told everyone about the treatment. British doctors didn't listen to her because she was a woman and the idea was foreign. However, the king inoculated his children.
2.
Rosalind Franklin became interested in science when she was at school. She wanted to study science, so she went to Cambridge University, where she got a degree in chemistry. At the beginning of the 1950s, she was doing research into the structure of DNA. Two men, James Watson and Francis Crick, were working on the same problem. When they realized that her photographs were scientific proof of the structure of the DNA molecule, they used her ideas to complete their research. Their discovery of the structure of DNA was one of the greatest scientific discoveries of the 20th century. When she died of cancer at the age of 38, most people didn't know how important her work was.
3.
In 1846, three brothers, Currer, Ellis, and Acton Bell, published their poems. Everyone thought the writers were men, but they were three sisters, Charlotte, Emily, and Anne Bronte. They used men's names because it was difficult for women to publish books at that time. When the sisters published their first book of poems, they sold only a few copies. However, in 1847, their novels, Charlotte's Jane Eyre, Emily's Wuthering Heights, and Anne's Agnes Grey, made them famous. The young women used their experiences in their books. For example, Charlotte wrote about her terrible experiences at boarding school. People thought the books were shocking, and nobody believed that women wrote them. Finally, two of the sisters travelled to London to prove they weren't men.